Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Match Made in Texas by Margaret Brownlee. Narrated by Kate Forbes. Chapter 1. Two-Time Texas, 1882. Could she trust him? Dare she trust him? The man, a stranger, looked like one tough hombre. Perched upon the seat of a weather-beaten wagon, he sat tall, lean, and decisively strong, his sun-baked hands the color of tanned leather. The only feature visible beneath his wide-brimmed hat and shaggy beard was a well-defined nose. The beard, along with his shoulder-length hair, suggested he had no regard for barbers. From the looks of him, he wasn't all that fond of bathhouses, either. "Need a ride?" the stranger asked, looking down at her with open curiosity. She hesitated. It wasn't as if she had a lot of choices. If she didn't accept his offer, she might have to spend the rest of the day, maybe even the night, alone in the Texas wilderness with the rattlers, cactus, and God knows what else.
"Where are you heading?" he asked.
This time she answered, "Two-time."
"Same here," he said with a gruff nod, as if that alone was reason to trust him.
His destination should have offered no surprise. Two-time was the only town within 20 miles. "Why there?" she asked. Her hometown had grown by leaps and bounds since the arrival of the train, but still lagged behind San Antonio and Austin in commerce and population. Most people, if they ended up in Two-Time at all, did so by mistake. He shrugged his wide shoulders.
"Good a place as any."
Moistening her parched lips, she shaded her eyes from the blazing sun as she gazed up at him. "No sense beating around the bush." "You don't have a nefarious intent, do you? To do me harm, I mean?" A woman alone couldn't be too careful. The question seemed to surprise him. At least it made him push back his hat, revealing steel-blue eyes that seemed to pierce right through her. What a strange sight she must look, stuck in the middle of nowhere, dressed to the nines in a stylish blue walking suit.
"Are you asking if your virtue is safe with me?"
She blushed, but refused to back down. The man didn't mince words, and neither would she. "Well, is it?"
"Safe as you want it to be," he said finally.
His lazy drawl didn't seem to go with the sharp-eyed regard, which returned again and again to her peacock-feathered hat, rising 3 stories and a basement high above her brow. It wasn't exactly the answer she'd hoped for, but he sounded sincere, and that gave her a small measure of comfort. Still, she cast a wary eye on his holstered weapon. The Indian Wars had ended, but the possibility of renegades was real. The area also teemed with outlaws. In that sense, it wouldn't hurt to have an armed man by her side, even one as surly as this one. "If you would be so kind as to help me with my, trunk, I'd be most grateful." He sprang from the wagon, surprising her with his sudden speed. For such a large man, he was surprisingly light on his feet. He was also younger than he first appeared, probably in his early 30s. He would have towered over her by a good 8 inches had she not been wearing a hat, gamely designed to give her height and presence. Gaze dropping the length of her, he visually lingered on her small waist and well-defined hips, a tad too long for her peace of mind.
"Name's Rennick," he said, meeting her eyes. "R.B. Rennick."
A false name if she ever heard one, but for once she decided to hold her tongue. He was her best shot for getting back to town. He might be her only shot. "I'm Miss Amanda Lockwood." She offered her gloved hand, which he blithely ignored. Feeling rebuffed, she withdrew it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?